Packer coverage on K107.1 this Sunday. Noon kickoff, so we'll take our coverage at 10 a.m. Breaking down the game between the Packers and the Panthers. Helping us do that once again from CheeseheadTV.com, it is Brian Caravu. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Hey, 4-2, things are looking pretty good since Aaron Rodgers said R-E-L-A-X, man. Not bad.
And the Packers were 1-2 at one point and reeled off a 3-game winning streak right now, including several games within the division. And now they come back home to Lambeau Field. You got to feel good about their chances to win this weekend on their own home turf. Things are looking really good for the Packers right now.
So next time that the Packers start 1-2, because it seems to happen every year now, let's all settle down and wait a couple of weeks, because here you go. And again, you said this does look like, on paper, this is actually a decent matchup for Green Bay. Yeah, they got a quarterback they got to stop that might use that read option to kill us, but Carolina's defense hurting, their running game besides the quarterback, not strong. They are first in the NFC South right now, but everybody's going to give the Packers 6-7 points in this game. Do you think it's that easy?
It's not going to be easy, I don't think. You mentioned some of the big concerns there with Cam Newton, him, of course, being that first overall draft choice a few years ago. He's the big name, and the Packers have been burned on the read option running quarterbacks the past few years. You know, Colin Kaepernick bounced him out of the playoffs doing that, and Russell Wilson, and just last week, Ryan Tannehill running on the Packers, and a lot of it falls on the shoulders of Clay Matthews. He's kind of been the guy responsible for stopping that quarterback from running the football, and he hasn't exactly gotten the job done. So he'll be looking to turn things around, and the Packers' defense will be looking to stop this Carolina offense on Sunday.
The defense, Sam Shields, Tremont Williams, not practicing yet this week. To me, it doesn't look like they're going to go, but the Packers have a couple guys really throughout that secondary that I think can step up. How big of an absence would the Packers be feeling without Shields and Williams?
Obviously, you'd like to have those guys in there, but if there's one position on the roster where the Packers could kind of, you know, sustain some injuries and they had to get through a rough patch for a while, it's the cornerback position, where probably your new starters, if they're both out, you're looking at Casey Hayward and Devon House, and those guys have done really well for themselves. They're young. They're kind of up and coming, kind of entering the prime of their careers. Just last week, Casey Hayward, of course, grabbing that interception. And remember, earlier in the season, it was Devon House locking down Kelvin Johnson when they played the Detroit Lions. So, yeah, these guys are really good. The Packers should be okay at the cornerback position.
Packers-Panthers this Sunday. Coverage starts at 10 a.m. on K107.1. We've got the game for you at noon as we talk with Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. We saw kind of an emergence of Devontae Adams last week. Let's say Jared Boykin comes back soon. He's been a little banged up. Is Adams locked in as your three right now? Rodgers and Adams seem to really be feeling each other.
Wow, that's a good question. When Jared Boykin comes back, what's going to happen? I would say Devontae Adams is probably, because he's been the healthy one, and he's just seemingly getting better every week. He probably gets the nod, but that's not to say Jared Boykin is you know, gone from the Packers organization. They'll figure out a way to mix him back in, and maybe it's a little bit of a timeshare and things like that. But that's a good situation for the Packers to have two good wide receivers there beyond just Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb. Aaron Rodgers has to like that.
Meanwhile, when you look at the running game, Eddie Lacy had a big game a couple weeks ago. It's really been quiet there on the running front. Your most explosive plays, I think, have come from James Starks, and it'll be interesting to how we look back on his career, because he was there in the Super Bowl run, and he's always kind of forgotten, then he always reemerges, and he's that great two in the 1-2 punch. Do the Packers lean kind of on a two-headed monster back there, or are they going to try to keep getting Lacy the 15-20 touches a game?
I think they will kind of lean on the two-headed monster. I mean, if anything, you know, I think they might go with Lacy a little bit more. But early in the season, there was a game where James Starks didn't have a carry, and Mike McCarthy said after the game, he's not going to let that happen again. James Starks has to touch the football, and those guys are both good. They both deserve to play. But you probably lean a little bit with Eddie Lacy. I mean, reigning rookie of the year, that power he's got behind him. But both those guys are deserving of playing time.
So the Packers returning to Lambeau after a thrilling victory in Miami. That crowd's going to be ready to thank these guys for their performance Sunday. It's going to be a good atmosphere. All signs point to a Packers victory. That's when you start to worry a little bit. Are you worried at all, or give me a prediction from you?
You know, I just am very confident in the Packers playing on their home field that they're going to get this win and keep the momentum rolling. We'll go 34-28 Packers.
All right, I'm going to say 33-21. So we're both kind of in that same ballpark. But a Packers victory, we'll see. We'll sing our praises on Monday with Brian, or we will not. We'll see. He'll join us again on Monday. Brian, hey, enjoy the weekend, enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com.